Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back
for Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Wish me Merry Christmas. Don't jingle my bells. Don't let that night be silent. Deck the halls and raise some hell. 'Cause Frosty, he's just a puddle, and Rudolph's just a deer. I am just an atheist who's frankly sick of this time of year. Well, I don't mind lights on houses or decorations on trees, but antlers and red noses on cars are too much since the day after Halloween. I don't need no toxic mistletoe hanging above the door. I don't want to hear anyone seduce Santa Claus. That song's just impossible to ignore. I'd just as soon have a rum drink on a beach in the southern hemisphere. 'Cause I'm just a merry old atheist who's frankly sick of this time of year. Well, I don't mind giving presents. I wouldn't fill a stocking with coal, but storming the Walmart before dawn on Black Friday, I gotta admit, is getting pretty old. Saying you shouldn't have a holiday. I'm not saying you shouldn't celebrate with cheer. But y'all appropriated solstice, and your guy wasn't even born this time of year. So don't you wish me Merry Christmas. Don't jingle my bells. Don't let that night be silent. Let's deck the halls, let's raise some hell. 'Cause Frosty, oh, he's just a puddle, and Rudolph's just a deer. And I'm just a jolly old atheist who's frankly sick of this time of year. I'm not a Scrooge, let me be perfectly clear. I wish for you a joyous solstice and a happy new year.
See? I told you it wasn't going to be your typical holiday show here on Out of the Woods this week. Kicking things off with Eric Gerber and one called Solstice Blues. Taking it from a big compilation that comes out once a year from our friends at Hudson Harding Music. And we have plenty more to come from that release. So stay with us. Welcome to the show. Happy holidays, all that kind of stuff. We're going to kick it off right now with one from our friend Ivan Rosenberg from his EP called Amazing Disgrace. This one's called We're Going to Say Merry Christmas Again on Out of the Woods.
We're going to say Merry Christmas again. We'll say it proudly to our neighbors and our friends. We'll say it loudly as we go to folks we do and do not know. We're gonna say Merry Christmas again.
Now some folks say when it's Christmas time, you're not even allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore. You have to say Happy Holidays. But there's a war on Christmas, and we are the refugees. And next thing you know, they're going to say, oh, Christmas isn't even in the winter anymore. It's in the summertime now. And instead of Jesus Christ, you celebrate the birth of Barack Obama. Well, that ain't Christmas.
We'll say it loudly as we go to folks we do and do not know. We're going to say Merry Christmas again.
Now some folks say when it's Christmas time, you're not even supposed to cook a turkey in the oven for your family because the animals ain't treated well and you're not supposed to kill them and eat them. Now the next thing you know, the liberals gonna say, oh, you gotta get a tofurkey, dress it up in a burqa, make it pray five times a day, and you can't even eat it. You just gotta give it the whole month of Ramadan off from work. Well, that ain't Christmas.
To every atheist and Jew, to every Muslim and Hindu, we're gonna say Merry Christmas again.
Some people say you can't even have white Santa Claus anymore because people get so upset if Santa Claus don't look exactly like they do. Well, next thing you know, there'll be another law. George Soros is going to pass a regulation limiting our freedoms, saying the new uniform of Santa Claus ain't even a red suit anymore. Only people allowed to dress like Santa's going to be a transgender Puerto Rican woman in a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Well, that ain't Christmas.
We're going to say Merry Christmas again. We'll say it proudly to our neighbors and our friends. We'll say it loudly as we go to folks we do and do not know. We're gonna say Merry Christmas again. We'll say it loudly as we go to folks we do and do not know. We're gonna say Merry Christmas again. 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 We're gonna say Merry Christmas again.
Now, some folks say, well, you can't even have a Christmas tree anymore because you can't cut down the trees. It's bad for the climate. Well, next thing you know, to decorate for Christmas, you got to ride a bicycle, go down to the organic grocer, buy some broccoli and raspberries and strawberries that was grown by some hippie with not even wearing shoes out in the pasture somewhere. You bring that stuff home and you've got vegetable trees with berries on it. Well, the next thing you know, pretty soon you won't be allowed to sing Christmas carols anymore. You'll need to call them non-denominational holiday season singing something or other generic that they don't make anybody upset. You won't even be allowed to wrap presents in paper anymore. No more paper. You're going to have to use recycled toilet paper for your Christmas presents. That's what they want. That's their end game. You won't even be allowed to give guns and ammunition to your small grandchildren for Christmas presents anymore unless they contain a warning label or something. Well, I got news for you. They're too young to read. The warning label won't do any good anyway. Don't take away their freedom.
Some say the Christmas holiday is simply way too long. 7 days after Christmas is New Year's. That is just so wrong. 7 days when productivity screeches to a halt. 7 days of overeating, overdrinking, overdoing every fault. And who can stand the family near for an entire week? Grandpas, uncles, aunts, and cousins dance and drink, cavort, and shriek and overstay their welcome. You do your best to smile. Behind their backs you call them exhausting, boring, infantile. Count the days until they leave. Slam the door and then swear you'll never, ever, ever ruin Christmas like this ever again. But there's a man in England, Frank Eggins is his name. He's come up with a solution I think is going to bring him fame. He says, what if December could swap with February? December would now have 28 days in which to make merry. And February now will have 31 days to spend. The best part is it brings Christmas week to a much quicker end. New Year's Eve will now fall on December 28, just 3 days after Christmas. A family could happily congregate for the shorter length of time. Next day, January 1, everybody will go home. Holidays are done. What about leap year? I can hear you say, every 4 years, what do we do with that extra day? Get added on to December, call it December 29. Every 4 years, a slightly longer holiday, that's fine. Or added on to February, yeah, February 32th. The day we raise martini glasses up with just a whisper of vermouth. The genius of this plan is it doesn't change the length of the year. Concentrates joy at Christmas when the need is most dear. And then in February, when it's dreary, cold, and damp, we've got 3 extra days to get away to a spa, to a beach, to a ranch, to a camp. Australia too. Is this December, February swap something they'd be inclined to do? Their summer starts December 1st, ends the last day of February. Would they come on board, or would they be an adversary? Either way, on March 1st, the calendar is back. Life is normal once again. Everything's on track. Sometimes less is more.
Sometimes less is more.
Sometimes more is less.
Sometimes more is less.
To Mr. Reagan's suggestion. No.
had a whole lot of holiday shopping to do. Spent 6 hours at the mall off of Route 82. Finally sat down by the fountain for to take a little rest between the courtyard on the east wing and the courtyard on the west. On either side was a crowd gathered round a big guy, each one vying for the interest of all the passersby. One was dressed in red and behind him was a sleigh. The other wore a jacket that was made of gold lame. It was Santa and Elvis, Elvis and Santa. It's the same old story everywhere from Akron to Atlanta. They say one's passed away and one's not real at all, but I saw them both Saturday down at the mall. One had long black sideburns, the other had a beard. One bellowed ho 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 while the other one sneered. One came from the North Pole where beluga whales dwell. The other one was staying at the Heartbreak Hotel. They were Santa and Elvis, Elvis and Santa. Same old story everywhere from Soho to Savannah. They say one's passed away and one's not real at all, but I saw them both Saturday down at the mall. There was a time when Elvis nearly was as fat as Santa. Too many sandwiches of peanut butter and banana. But nowadays that nudie suit, it fits him like a glove. Look out, ladies, 'cause he's just a hunk of burning love. And when the day was finished, Santa loaded up his sack. Out in the parking lot was a pink Cadillac. And as Elvis rode away, Santa said one thing: Merry Christmas to all and long live the King. They were Santa and Elvis, Elvis and Santa. Same old story everywhere from Memphis to Montana. They say one's passed away and one's not real at all, but I saw them both Saturday down at the mall.
There's a turkey gobbling out in the yard. Now he's gutted and stuffed and he's basted and charred. And your father is whistling and washing the blood down the drain. Christmas is pain. There's a crowd on the hillside with hatchets and saws, with a keen disregard for the forestry laws. And they happily hum while the stumps slowly bleed in the rain. Christmas is pain. And the stockings are hung by the chimney with care, as if anyone in their right mind would hang them there. And some tired old crooner is croaking out carols again. Christmas is pain. And you wait for an hour to see Santa Claus, and he's covered with velveteen, bourbon, and gauze. And he pinches your mother, and she can't find the words to explain. Christmas is pain. And the hungry are hungering on Hunger Street, while the people on Plenty Street eat. And you punctured the roof of your mouth on a sharp candy cane. Christmas is pain. And all the good cheer is just Madison Avenues. And all the best Christmas songs were written by Jews. And the 8 tiny reindeer have left an embarrassing stain. Christmas is pain. And 2/3 of the world doesn't give half a damn. And the rest are all bloated on marshmallowed yams. And if Jesus was here, he'd be sent to the back of the train. Christmas is pain. And they double the price of whatever you need, saying I pledge allegiance to corporate greed. And you're forced to spend several hours conversing with your old Aunt Lorraine, who's insane, with a brain on a plane to Spain, where the main stays rainy in the flat terrain. Christmas is pain.
Hey, it's Christmas time, but I don't know what to do. Actually, I was wondering if I could call on you. Let me give you a picture and verse before things get much worse. It's complicated. See, my brother can't talk to me and won't tell me why. My sister's in New Zealand and not even trying. I'm out in Massachusetts figuring out if I'm a danger to myself. And I still have those beautiful, precious family photographs up on the kitchen shelf. But I got those talking Christmas blues. Nearly all my friends owe me money, so I think that's what keeps them away. It all works out for the best. I forgive their debts, but I'm not sure how to say it. Jimmy's in the clinic, Phyllis is in there too. They used to listen to Bob Dylan, Fannie Lou Farmer, and Rinky Dinky Doo. Uncle Frank can't remember his birthday, and Auntie Joan won't cook anymore. They shut off her stove a few years ago, and now they just changed the locks on her doors. Boo Boo turned 23, and they put him away for stealing wallets and changing his name. Frank's got a lawyer, Dee Dee called a shrink, I got a toothache and don't know what to think. I got the talking Christmas blues. Oh yeah. Uncle Joe's not talking to Dale, and Lorna won't talk to Curly. Phyllis threw up at her wedding, and I go to bed early. Maybe I need a fish tank or a parrot who can talk or a good doggy who'll take me for long, thoughtful walks. I got a friend down in Texas, just stole and crashed his third Lexus. Say, what's the plural of Lexus anyway? Lexi? He used to live in California where he had a girlfriend to do anything for you. Maybe I'll invite him over the week after Christmas so there's no expectations. We can forget about our crises and the state of the nation. Just relax. We'll have the talking Christmas blues. Cheryl wants to sell her body and give away her kids. My brother won't stop crying, can't tell me what he did. Benny likes to steal and then carry the purse. And around sundown, everyone gets even worse. They're all good people deep inside. They're in crisis all the time. They can't help it. This seems to be as happy as I get nowadays. So merry, happy, or whatever it is you celebrate. Love yourselves as much as you might. To all your best and to all a good night. I think we gotta accept things as we are. Life sure goes by fast. Talk to you again another time. This is Roger doing his best. Yeah, I've been called Roger for a long time. That's probably going to continue. Got the talking Christmas blues. Take care now.
All right. Roger's Saloom for you here on Out of the Woods and his new Christmas single called Talking Christmas Blues, taking it from a compilation called Last Chance Medicine Show, Volume 17. Great stuff there. As well as the one just prior from Mr. Roy Zimmerman, going back many years to his Peacenik album, we had Christmas is Pain. Mark Stepakoff in there, another track from the Hudson Harding compilation I was talking about earlier, and Santa and Elvis, as well as the one just prior to that from Christine Lavin. She did Oi to the World, and Ivan Rosenberg at the top of the set with We're Gonna Say Merry Christmas Again, and again, and again, and again, and again. All right, folks, well, we got our first break to get out of the way, so we're going to do that for you right now. We'll be right back after this.